when you shape a gym, kind of how long does it take to get everyone else involved, get everyone talking? Is it something that took a while for you when you first went to Butler, and even in this season as you're shaping as a senior? And have you ever gotten frustrated in that process when people aren't picking their teammates up or aren't bringing communication and that sort of energy to practice?
Yeah, I think that's almost the biggest thing. You know, we can get upset over our teammates missing shots. We can get upset over our teammates turning over. But those are things that sometimes are out of our control. You know, some things that are in our control are our ability to how hard we're going to play, especially on the defense side of the ball, and, you know, whether we're going to decide to communicate, our approach we can bring, our focus. Those are the things that we can't control. And the thing that I've learned especially the most here is you have to control what you control. And since we can control those things, those have to be, you know, just given in practice. And it's been interesting because the few teams that I've been on before, the past three teams, my freshman through junior year, there really wasn't, you know, everyone bought into the idea of shape. Whether they knew what shape meant or not, they bought into the idea of shape. And I was just another part of that. I might have been the loudest part of that, but I was just another part of that. And I tried my best to just, you know, if there was ever a time when I had to bring a teammate along to just, you know, go over and talk to them, maybe yell across the court at them and say, you know, we got to be picking each other up. It's important that we get outside of ourselves because that's only going to make us better. With this team right here, we have seven guys that have never really experienced what goes on here yet. And so it's been a little more, I've had to do a little more communicating and talking in that area and saying, guys, we got to pick each other up. Even when you're dead tired and you have feel like you have nothing left in you, you have to do your best to try to pick somebody else up and make someone else better. And so I have had to do, and not just me, but other guys have had to do a little more work in that area than we have in the previous seasons. Now, do I get upset when people don't do that? Yes, I do. I think that's something that's really important. That's something that I saw as important as a coach. I've seen that in the first 3 years of college. I saw that in high school, and I see that now. People can bring that every time, and it's necessary that as teammates, as part of a team, we do bring that, and we do get outside of ourselves. And it really upsets me when guys are just focused on themselves. Because when you focus on yourself, you're not helping your team. A team, you know, the true definition of a team is getting outside of yourself to continue to pick others up because that's going to make your team better. And when you're just stuck in your own little bubble, your team can't be better because of that. And so it really does upset me because I see it as a selfish, whether it's intentional or not, it's more of a selfish point of view and a more selfish mindset, and for a team to be as successful as they can, everyone has to give themselves up and do what they can to lift others up.
And have you started to implement, how have you found that process in each of your years, you know, implementing shape and implementing and kind of pushing those guys along? How have you found that process?
You know, I think
challenging.
Not only on the court, but those are some of the discussions that we have, you know, off the court. And for us in our program, those are discussions that we have over the summer. And, you know, that's one thing that when first freshmen get here, that's one thing that they see immediately. You know, guys are talking. In open gym, somebody makes a nice pass, they're telling a nice pass, you know, good shot. Those are things that as soon as you walk in, you're always hearing those things. And you're always being constantly reminded to do those things. So, once we get to our workouts, once we get to practice, it's just about being reminded to do those things because it is hard. It's hard when you're tired. It's hard when, you know, you feel like you just got to sit down and take a break or you need water to say, you know, come on, guys, come on, you know, lift each other up all the time. That is hard. And, you know, one thing that I found out is, you know, the teams that do difficult things together have the better opportunity to be successful and experience the kind of success they want to have. And so we talk about, you know, you have to do hard things if you want to win. This isn't going to be easy. Winning is not easy. And if it ever looks like winning is easy, that's when it becomes a problem. And, you know, I think sometimes our freshmen come in here, especially after winning national championships, like, man, they did that. That didn't take any hard work. They did that easy. They made shots, blah, blah, but it took so much more than that. And so, it's important for us as players to show, you know, the other guys that as well, and our coaches do a great job of it too. Coach Stevens, that's something that he continually harps on, you know, more than making shots, more than other things. He always talks about just lifting others up because he knows how important that is. So it's not even like all the onus is on me or the seniors. Our coaches do a great job, and a lot of the freshmen, we have a freshman that he's a pretty quiet kid and doesn't talk that much, and he's been one of the most vocal people already, and I've been shocked by that, and I'm so happy to see that because I know if he's doing it, the other guys are going to catch on and do the same thing as well.